This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, and I'm sorry I feel like I've neglected. Shout out Friday. We've had so much stuff to talk about already today, sports and otherwise. If you want to get your shout outs in, hit us up on the YouTube or the Twitch or Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line 877-881-1053. We will get back to hitting up some of those shout outs. But right now, go ahead and give me cut number 7, because I know coming out of last night's game, the answer could probably be a lot of different people. But my question as we go back to the Stars is, which players do you need to step up in game 6 and perhaps the next two rounds?
First 5-on-3 power play of the playoff for Winnipeg. Scheifele for Connor. Kyle Connor down low. Ehlers scores! Nikola Ehlers, a power play goal!
Now, I'm going to bring up one of these names, and I want to get your feedback, Corey, and maybe you too, Alec, because I'm intrigued by something you've said a couple of different times. So one of the people that pops to mind is Jamie Benn. Are we still waiting and expecting, hoping for something from Jamie Benn that's just not there?
Probably.
And that's why he's doing other things.
Yeah. There was a moment last night where Benn and Sagan were on a fast break.
Yes.
They were on a breakout. Yes. And I was like, ooh, is nostalgia going to hit them in this moment? And they're going to, you know, they're going to relive their youthful days. And then it just turned into a play behind the net that turned into nothing.
Yep.
And that's where, and the more you watch Jamie Benn, he's had moments within this series, last series, where he's cost you.
For sure.
And it has, and I can't say that I've gotten the production out of his line that I expect or anticipate. That being said, they've done dirty work on those lines, and they've been very physical at times, but it does feel like his line, he's cost you in the penalty box a lot.
Yep.
And so I think that over time we've watched the skills diminish, but just like anything, it's our hearts that are leading the way with our team. And so we're sitting there hoping that he can be good enough in this time to stay with the team, give them something, and hoist that cup at the end of the day. I think he'll be the first one to throw that up because that's him. It is a hopeful thing more than anything, but I think that the thing that he's doing now is saying, well, I can provide attitude, and I will provide attitude for this team. When you can't do it anymore, you find a way to contribute. You find a way to do something. And again, Kevin, that's in Shorzy. That literally is in the character can't do the thing. How are you going to contribute? What are you going to do to be able to help the team out? Well, he starts a beer fight up in the stands. That's how he does it. And that's funny. So Jamie Benn right now, he's like, all right, how can I got to be the attitude for this team. And if I can't do all these things well, I'll punch somebody or I'll hit somebody. And he's got to be smart in the way that he does that and crafty. He's been in the league for so long. He knows ways to get away with things, and he needs to be able to do that part of it. So if you can't do the things that you used to be able to, contribute in some way. And his way has been, I guess I'll just have to be more physical.
Alec, is there a player that jumps to mind for you that you think needs to step up for the Stars?
I think Mason Marchment is a name that right comes to mind.
Yeah.
I know Corey's touched on that quite a few times now for good reason.
He Would was you very cross pedestrian. Him off for six?
I might. Like, he's been that pedestrian, which it sucks because I feel like you relied on some of that youthful energy in the regular season. You saw it a lot from some of the names that you don't really talk about, especially like in the back lines, in the third and fourth line. It felt like you were getting a ton of production in the regular season. That at least it might just be the recency bias of last night, but it feels like you're not getting that right now. And there are some contributors that you're used to hearing from that you're not really seeing much from. I don't want to knock on Miro too much right now since he's just now coming back, but I know Corey texted it in the group chat last night. There was a few times that it looked like he should have uncorked it. Yep. But he was a little bit conservative in his approach when he was getting close to the net. He tries to wing things around, and then it's a turnover. So I don't want to knock on him yet, but Marchman is the number one that comes to mind. I would like to see Rantanen just scorch the earth again, but you can't knock him after what he's done so far. And he is getting a lot of defensive attention too. So for somebody that's not really commanding a lot of attention from the opposing defense, I'm expecting a lot from Mason Marchment, and I'm not getting any of those expectations met.
Yeah, he's not helping his line, and that's frustrating to have, you know, two people in that respect. And but as many penalties as he's drawing, that's becoming more of a point of contention when it comes to Marchment. And it looks like the Winter Pigs know, hey, look, we can beat this guy up, and he can't do anything about it right now. And so. Then you ask the question, though, all right, if you scratch him, that's a real question.
Yeah.
And I don't know if DeBoer would do it. I really don't know if he would because I don't know what the communication has been. If they've been assigning him things and he's just not living up to it, or if I'm just a frustrated fan. But if he's not, who do you put in instead? Who takes his place? And that's where the question is probably Maverick Bork or Blackwell. And Blackwell's giving you some stuff. He goes out there and hustles. Bork is, you know, still young in this thing and trying to figure it out. Do you want Bork to have be there in this moment right now, taking on that kind of role? So that's, I think I would probably go with Blackwell over that, but Bork is just waiting his time. He's waiting his turn right now.
From the 580, they said Robo, Duchesne, and the person that I want to focus in on, Wyatt Johnston. Join this series, why don't you? So consider this, and I know people are going to be like, hey, he's got 8 points so far in the playoffs, and he's fourth on the team in points. That's great. Where have you been in this series? So let's take a look. You go back to the Colorado series. He had 7 points, 3 goals, 4 assists. So 7 points in 7 games. Not particularly difficult to figure out the point per game average there. In this series, he has 1 point. In 5 games, he has scored 1 point, and that was the goal that he scored on Sunday. And remember, I think we had talked about it at the times, like, oh, his birthday's on Wednesday. Can he jump up the list of,
right,
you know, and everything like that? Nothing. And I know
that, and DeBoer's been kind of fiddling around with him and his lines, too, trying to figure out a way to get him there.
And this one is tricky because in hockey, it's not necessarily always a determinant of how well you've been playing. Last year, Wyatt Johnston was a +4 on the plus minus. You know what he is so far this playoffs?
Probably a +1, maybe?
-11.
What? I almost cussed.
11.
I almost said the S word on radio.
And again, that doesn't have to mean that like every single one of those goals fall on you. But I'm just saying, if you want to compare year over year, when they got around further, he was +4 and he had 19 points. This year, I believe he has 8 points thus far and is a -11.
Yeah. And here's the thing with your person. You believe he will break out of it.
I do.
I don't with Marchment. I don't know that I will. I believe that I'm willing to wait for it.
Okay.
But I do believe that Wyatt Johnston at some point will, and he has contributed it at times. There have been moments. But I'm with you, man. I would like to. Last night, there was one moment where there was just an extra stick tap that I was like, you didn't need that one. You should have gotten that shot off quicker. And granted, Kevin, I've said this multiple times now because Madonna said it. Time and space. Smaller.
Yeah.
And so right now, that extra stick tap, not going to help. That extra second on the toe drag, That's not going to help. You got to, the puck hits your stick, you have to know what you're going to do with it beforehand and put it in the net. And that's what why it's just kind of missing. He needs that extra sense of urgency about where he's going with the puck before he even gets it.
And you pointed out something I think is really interesting right there, actually several things. But of the group of five that cross my mind, Wyatt Johnson, Sagan, Ben, Duchesne, and Robertson. So
I'm out on Sagan.
Okay.
With that, I've just watching him, I've felt like he's done it, but the stats aren't there. Last night, one hit the crossbar that you were just like, oh,
yeah,
and that would have been it. But I've watched him hustle all over the ice. I've been pleased with what he's driven.
All right, Ben.
But how many penalties has he taken though? Maybe he has had a couple of stupid ones. He has had a couple of dumb ones.
For Ben, I'm kind of with you. He's doing what he can, but he just doesn't have it like that anymore. Duchesne, we've talked.
I need it. I need Duchesne the most.
About
right now,
how
honestly.
Maddening he's been. Jason Robertson, and you can throw this out for Miro as well. Like, they're still coming back from injury, and I'm not saying they're not healthy, but I also wonder, like, hey, that's probably a hard turn to be like, hey, you're back from being injured.
Now go score four goals.
In playoff hockey. And so that's why I circle in on Wyatt Johnson, because I think he has the potential, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's the Edmonton series, Wyatt Johnston can show in particular games that he's just as good as like Draisaitl. I'm not saying that they have to be the same person.
Look at you
can find some games if you advance and play Edmonton where you can look at these games and be like, I think Johnston counteracted whatever Draisaitl could do for that game.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's how good he has the potential, I think, to be. And that's why this has been particularly frustrating.
And where's Brett Hull been this series? You know, like,
what's
that guy contributing right now?
He retired a really long time ago.
I think you guys have named, like, y'all went through the list of, and again, this is after a loss. We had this discussion after a win, though.
Yes.
You know, like, okay, after a win, which line other than Mikko's line is going to actually contribute? And last night, Mikko's line didn't contribute. Guess what happens? The rest of the team doesn't either. And so that's where DeBoer has to find that. And somebody just texted in. I'm interested about this. They said, I like that DeBoer's playing Mikko on two different lines.
Yeah.
And that was something when Mikko got traded here, I was kind of curious about. When he was with Colorado, he played a lot of minutes. And when he got here, because of they have, you know, four strong lines, how's DeBoer going to handle that? Well, he said, you know what? It's playoff time. The Moose can handle it. I'm going to go ahead and put him out there and let him get as many opportunities because he's hot. And when you want Corey Seager hitting as many times in the playoffs, so you put him at the top of the at the top of the order. You want these opportunities for the person that's doing the most. But they do need a little bit more help. They absolutely do need a little bit more help. And that's why the second and third line's got to come in. And with Robertson, same story. Same story about just getting that sense of urgency a little bit faster and realizing that you don't have time to goof around and wait for your shot. You got to get that shot off, and you might have to get lucky on it.
Would you want to see maybe a scale back of four?
Again, they are up 3-2.
No, they are.
This is nitpicking at a team that we really want to win.
I hear you because, well, that's part of the reason. The bad part about raised expectations is the crap that you did before isn't going to work anymore, right?
Right.
Like if you win tomorrow, that is great and we're going to be freaking pumped. And then you're going to walk into a juggernaut in Edmonton who, since they lost their first two games in the playoffs, they have been murder, death, killing people. And so you need to be ready. You're going to go up against the best player in the world. Like I know Mikko has shown flashes of that, but Connor McDavid is the best player in the world. And if you make it to the other side of the bracket, I don't know if you think it's going to be Florida. Obviously, I don't think it's going to be Toronto. But if you think it's going to be Florida, you think it's going to be Carolina, you're going to play another really, really good team that's at the top of the heap. And I think that's why these nitpicks are necessary. I'm not only focused on game six. I'm hoping that we're focused on game one for Edmonton after that.
So, and the other thing, too, with Duchesne, that's the one that I've been very adamant about because I know what he's capable of. And that's the I know what he can do. But when he's paired up with Marchment and Marchment's not contributing, do I say, man, I'd like to see him paired up with somebody else and him get a couple. And DeBoer, you know, juggled that just a little bit too and tried to find some areas. But you got to have somebody that can put it home when Duchesne sets you up. And he's going to set the table pretty nicely for you. And you got to be able to put it home or be in the right position for it to happen.
And kind of taking just a step back, that's why the idea that I've come up with is scale back about 4 minutes. So, like, depending, maybe that'll end up being 3 shifts, 4 shifts. But I think you should scale back 4 minutes on Miko, because you go back to that 4 games where he just went ham on the Avalanche and then Winnipeg to start. Those were all in the 20-minute range of ice time. So
is he at 24, you said? Yeah, just over 24?
The last 2 games, he's been at 24.
Okay.
And, like, you look back, there's another game in the Winnipeg series, he was above 20. I'm not saying that's a disaster or anything like that, but I do kind of wonder if, like, hey, you gave it a shot, and that's fantastic, but maybe for the next game, and we'll see how it translates into Edmonton, hopefully if you make it, you scale back some of those fourth-line shifts.
Now, Kevin, Oh, never mind. Clock's got us right here. There's a lot. And you know what? That tells you that you're really passionate about it, something, because I'm really wanting to talk more Stars. I love it.
Well, you know what, Corey? Good news for you. Coming up next, it's time for the Combo Platter. In the Combo Platter, convenience store edition. Give us a sports opinion. And then, what is your all-time favorite convenience store and why? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Andre may have gotten a piece of it. Here's the best.
Oh, whoop-de-doo. Good for you. Winnipeg wins the game 4-0. That's back-to-back games in Winnipeg that the Stars have been shut out. They've been shut out 3 times in the playoffs, also once against Colorado. It's time for the Combo Platter, though we will also do our Shakira ticket giveaway in this segment. So my Combo Platter for y'all today, give us a sports opinion, and then... what is your favorite convenience?
This podcast is brought to you by Mints Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mints Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTS-TEA today or visit MintsTeaClinic.com. That's MintsTeaClinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Store of all time and why.
And also, why do you say convenience store?
Because everywhere I looked it up says that, even though I'm almost positive that every time I call it a convenient store with a T, instead of the NCE, which is, I think, the way you're supposed to say it.
That is.
Which is confusing.
I'm with you. I say convenient.
Yeah, because guess what? It's shorter. And you would think for a convenience store that you would want more efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
So, don't know. So, give us a sports opinion. And then, what is your all-time favorite convenience store and why? Would you guys like to start on this? You want me to go to the text?
I can rock with this real quick because I wanted to continue that Stars conversation real quick. By the way, I just did see ESPN bet. The conversation I've been having about the amount of time to process and do things in the playoffs comes from Mike Madonna on the Spittin' Chicklets podcast. I trust Mike Madonna. I feel like he knows what he's talking about.
And it felt like he was talking directly to Austin Matthews and his playoff substitute.
They literally asked about Austin Matthews. Well, and I just saw ESPN post, Austin Matthews remains goalless in the series versus the Panthers. The Leafs captain is plus 165 to score a goal tonight in game six. Kevin, what would your play be?
I do not know if I would make that play. Maybe hit the under. You know what? I think in 10 straight playoff games against Florida, he has not scored a goal.
They got his number then, huh?
Yes. Florida's a really good team.
So that's just, but to continue on, I was coming up the elevator this morning, and when I got off, Jake Ritma was leaving, and he's a Detroit native who loves hockey. He's loving covering the Stars stuff. If you follow him on Twitter, it's a good follow during the Stars games. And we were kind of bitching back and forth about everything, and he goes, hey, five in a row on the road though. So let's keep it rolling. And so that's where my mind is right now. Stars back at home.
Yeah.
The Winter Pigs stink on the road. Take advantage of that tonight or tomorrow night. DeBoer is very good with his line adjustments and the fact that he has the line change advantage plus for him. So I think at home, big positive for the Stars. That's why I said game six initially.
Yeah.
And I've been going through, once they went up 3-1, I was like, game six is locked for me.
And look, you can extend that road playoff losing streak for Winnipeg beyond this season. They have lost five straight this year, but it extends all the way out to nine now. And this last game, game four against the Stars, was the first one they lost by fewer than three goals.
Oh, really?
And they still lost by two goals. And it's not like you won by two goals because you tagged on a late empty netter. Like, you legitimately had that one by two goals. So I get that.
And then so my favorite convenience store, I don't like it either.
I don't either. I'm going to say it with a T.
This is tough because I have always been a 7-Eleven person. It's just easy. The creator of the margarita, essentially. Did you know that?
What?
Go to Mariano's. Mariano's Mexican Cantina over off of Skillman and Abrams. And it's the story, I believe, is the owner saw the Slurpee machine and was like, huh, I can take that, put tequila in it, and make a frozen margarita. That's how the story goes. So, but
good on you. That has clearly turned out very well.
I always loved this little place called D's Ways, though, that was right around the corner. That's right. D-E-E-S Ways. I don't know. Right next to Bishop Lynch. It was over in my little neighborhood. And
it's next to anything else.
They had that little, you know, the little dog slushy pup, slush puppy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I liked those more than the Slurpee.
Is that the icy?
Yeah, it was. Well, I think so. Yeah, but it was.
Yeah,
no, chunkier ices.
I gotcha.
I always like that. But 7-Eleven, man, has never really let me down. Racetrack's coming on strong right now. There's one shady 7-Eleven in my neighborhood that I'm pretty sure that every time I put my card in, it gets hacked. You know what I'm talking about. It's got a scanner on it. But 7-Eleven has always been there for me. Now, I do have a convenience store story.
Oh.
Many years ago, we were going to South Padre for a vacation. And what? I put Avery in charge of finding us the best restaurants to eat at while we were down there. And Avery came to me and said, Dad, this place Stripes has 5 stars on every single one of them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. And I didn't know. So I was like, all right, there's a Stripes on the way. We pull in, it's gas station. And I was like, all right, 5-star gas station. I get it now. So Stripes, nice work on the travel stuff. But yeah, it's definitely 7-Eleven for me.
Now, Alec, before we get to you, this is an interesting question from the 817, or brings up an interesting question. The Rangers will have a winning streak of 18 games after the next 12 games they play. You're welcome, Corey.
Thank you.
And their favorite convenience store is Bucky's. From the 972, I think the best player comp to Cooper Flagg is Paul George. Look at how similar their measurables are. And there's 100% going to be a runaway winner, Bucky's.
Do you...
So my question is Buc-ee's a convenience store? Because it has the elements from the gas pumps to the snacks that you probably don't need. It's just
it's a mini grocery store. It's a mini Walmart.
Yeah.
Like because Walmart has gas stations too, or gas pumps too at some of them.
Yeah.
So it is a mini Walmart, but I do think like we got to take Buc-ee's out. I'm sorry.
You think that's not fair?
We got to take Buc-ee's out of the conversation because it's number one in everybody's heart. I'm sorry. So we're going to have to eliminate it here.
Buc-ee's started to potentially fall in my heart just a little bit.
Really?
When they stopped doing sausage kolaches.
Oh.
I don't know why either. They were good.
Maybe they were too expensive.
Maybe they didn't sell it. They're just like, that's that one guy.
That one guy comes in and buys them. Nobody else is.
So, no, we got
everybody else just goes to West Texas to get there.
Yeah, I guess that is fair. From the 214, favorite convenience store, sports opinion first. The Stars will win tomorrow. Oh, my gosh. And then go undefeated the rest of the way. That would be the best thing ever. And their favorite convenience store is Quick Trip. Because of the hot dog. I believe it is Quick Trip. I don't know if you've tried this. Breakfast pizza that they got going on. It is tremendous.
Breakfast pizza?
But also keep in mind, I have very rudimentary taste buds.
What's the sauce? Is it a gravy-based sauce?
No, it's like a kind of like a cheesy sort of sauce, it feels like.
So you've got cheese and cheesy sauce.
It's something else. I'm sure they would tell you Canadian more advanced
bacon what it is. Sausage and egg.
Yep. It's delicious.
Sounds awesome.
Delicious. Alec, give us a sports opinion. And then what is your favorite all-time convenience store?
Sports opinion is, I'll elaborate on this a little bit. The NBA playoffs have been absolutely hilarious. And I say that because I'm so uninterested. And then they get me interested after one good game.
Yeah.
And then there's an awful game right after that. And then I'm out again. You know, it's hard for me to be invested in any playoff run when a local team is not in it, period. But let alone whenever you have like a 92-87 stinker in game four, like the Thunder and Nuggets did. See, like that game lost me. But the game before it, game three, was really competitive and really fun. And then the game after it, game five, was really competitive and really fun. I just can't stay invested, and it's hilarious because every narrative it seems like that people have about the NBA right now is just being played out in front of our eyes about each team, about the league itself. Like, I swear, I'm not even, because I've made it known, I'm an SGA hater, but it feels like every time I turn on the Thunder game, he's at the free throw line.
Do you think he's a free throw merchant?
Absolutely,
then?
Yes, and good on him. Good on him, but whenever you see the opposing team, when you see Jamal Murray mocking him falling to the floor and stuff, which I thought was amazing, you know, every narrative is coming to life right in front of our eyes. So I say, if you want a great game seven this weekend, just hang the MVP trophy like above, kind of like the Money in the Bank briefcase.
Oh, yeah.
Just hang it above like the center court line.
Yeah.
And then boom, you got it yourself. Probably like a 150 to 151 game right there. And SGA is going to have 65 and Jokic will have 70. You know, that would be the most amazing thing to me. But I just can't stay invested in the NBA playoffs
right now.
And with the Celtics taking an absolute massive blow losing Jason Tatum, I'm just not interested anymore.
Even though it was really weird too, because it looked like that was going to be a wrap. And then the Celtics came out and just domped out the Knicks, and I wonder if they are able to find a way to win tonight.
Exactly.
If they'll go back to Boston and win the series.
But I will say, I'm putting out a challenge to any East Coast hip-hop artist. You need to make an EP or an album or something that the cover is Josh Hart spewing blood out of his face. That would be such a cool
looking
album cover or EP or something. That would be amazing. And then convenience store. I will say Buc-ee's would be number one, but since we're taking that out,
from what I've been told, it's a travel stop.
Oh,
yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I stopped at the biggest travel stop in the world in Iowa.
Of course, it's in Iowa.
No, so I was with my cousin, and we were going to visit her sister, my other cousin, because they live in Iowa. And when I saw that sign, obviously I have to stop. They had a barber there as well as a one-screen movie theater.
What?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was.
For many different reasons.
I didn't get to see a movie, but still.
I was primarily a 7-Eleven guy because there was one when in the house I grew up in. Like, I could probably walk.
There was one in the house you grew up in?
In the house I grew up in, there was one that I could probably walk to. It was that close. Yeah, like, if I wanted to walk there, I could. So, naturally, I just got really comfortable with that because it was the one I always went to. But now, Circle K has entered the chat. Circle K seems to have the one thing I want that no other gas station in the area ever has. Like, if I'm craving a specific, I don't know, like Gatorade flavor or a specific energy drink, the racetrack nearby doesn't have it, the Quick Trip doesn't have it, the 7-Eleven doesn't, the Circle K never fails me, and their gas prices, at least the one by my house, are usually the best.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's a win-win every time I go.
Okay, I like that. From the 817, the Rangers will win the Silver Boot, and the Stripes convenience stores that have Laredo Taco Company inside are the best convenience stores.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Laredo Taco Company. I think that's where the five stars comes from.
Okay. This one's spicy.
Sometimes
on the
I have questions on how long that barbacoa has been sitting there, but I still don't care. I eat it anyway.
Yeah. From the 401 sports hot take. The Giants are going to go 12-4 and win the NFC East. Now, does that mean they just take off the last game? Don't know. Because remember, we're to the 17-game season. Maybe they're 12-4-1.
Is this the moment, Kevin, where Mike would say, that's such a ridiculous statement. Put $10,000 on it.
Yeah, man, that, yes.
That, if you believe it that, that's what he would say. Is if you believe it that much, put your life savings on it.
That is true. And they said, their favorite is racetrack because of their point system. They're the highest level, the Sultan of Soda. Okay, that's objectively amazing. And they get a free drink every day, and you also get in-store points for gas. So I could see how a rewards program would be what would kind of...
With racetrack, so I did because that one shady 7-Eleven, I decided there's a racetrack nearby. So I'll go to that one. I am a rewards member. I get free bottles of water and free chips all the time because I have this program. It's awesome.
Okay. From the 940, the Rangers win streak will get to 9. I do believe that would mean you swept the Astros, and it's 100% all subs in those burritos. I have seen multiple votes for all subs.
All right. So I have a thought because I like gas stations. All right. I like convenient stores. I've only stopped at one All Sups ever. And when I went in, there were flies everywhere.
Oh.
And the person at the counter did not seem to care that I was even in that place.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MinsteaClinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh. The bathroom was terrible. And then I got one of those burritos because I'd heard. And I didn't care about the flies.
Yeah.
And I had one of the burritos. Everybody's like, these burritos. And I was very let down just by the entire experience. If there's another All Sups that I need to go try out, let me know. This one was in like Hamilton, Texas. Maybe that's the reason.
It's yeah.
Hamilton, Texas.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But that one was just kind of tough for me.
From the 469. Whoa. Trading Luka was not a horrible idea.
This is a question I have.
And Quick Trip has good food.
Quick Trip's great, man.
Man, they've stepped up their game. The thing I've noticed about like Quick Trip and Racetrack is they've probably seen the success of maybe it's All Subs, maybe it's places like Bucky's, and they're like, oh, hold on. So you'll like legitimately eat a real meal here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then we need to step up our game.
So my question about that Luka thing that they said, is there a way that the Mavs have won this trade?
See, I still don't think so because the Cooper Flagg pick is separate. All right. If you look, because that wasn't part of this deal.
They could have won more if they had Luka, though.
That is, oh man, you know what? That is an interesting point. And that's kind of tough then, because if you factor in, whether it be because you think it was rigged because we traded Luka, or you think that they were able to fall into the lottery because they didn't have Luka, that's an interesting philosophy I hadn't really considered. But with Luka, you don't get Cooper Flagg.
Let's go ahead and assume that it was rigged. Let's just assume it.
Okay.
Then we won the trade.
Because then you're talking about you traded Luka for Cooper Flagg.
Will he be generational? Or will he be
Cooper Flagg?
A multi-time all-star that you're happy you had on your team.
And
Luka's generational, right?
Based on what?
What do you mean?
You've been first team all NBA a lot. Look, we asked this question before. Sometimes I think people are really loose with the generational talent kind of thing because I'm like, man, we got a lot of generational talents in every single generation. But what Luka has is he has the most youngest first team all NBA, which is phenomenal. And
he's fun to watch and fun to cover.
Yeah. And I'm sure that the Minnesota Timberwolves thought it was fun to trash him and his team out in 5 games in the opening series of the playoffs. So I guess my question is, now it's going to be...
You're always a Luka hater.
No,
that's a fact.
Hey, you remember. You go back. I want everyone to remember.
You said fringy top 75
you
player.
You go back to the night of the NBA draft in 2018, right? We were doing the show from the American Airlines Center. 90% of people texted in and said, I don't want this kid. He's going to suck.
He's just another soft Euro.
White Euro. And I was like, wrong, wrong, wrong. You're going to love this kid. He could be the best player at 3 different positions in this draft. All right? So just for the record. But it's going to be difficult to see what Luka's like overall body of work turns out to be because he was already with the team that felt like it was built for him. Are the Lakers going to reshape the team? Are they going to wait until LeBron's not there anymore? I'm just saying, like, I think it's too early sometimes for some of these projections of generational talents and how many generational talents can you have in a generation?
Do you think that Cooper will be
And to that point, I don't see how you could.
That's not a ceiling for you?
Yeah, I don't. Okay. No, I mean, look, I told you, his ceiling is Larry Bird. But that takes a lot into consideration.
I agree.
And I don't think it makes sense right now to be like, well, Cooper Flagg will definitely be good as Luka.
Gotcha.
Like, that's a ridiculously high bar to clear.
Okay.
And I know that's what people's point is. Like, why did you trade that bar then? I get that.
I know how I feel about him, and I think you and I feel kind of similarly. I just wanted to try and see if you could explain to the Tolos that similar feeling.
And so, look, if you go back, and that depends
on... we've been very fair with this the whole time.
And that's what I think, too, because first and foremost, I love the Mavericks.
Yeah.
You know, so if you tell me that if Luka would have stayed here in the next 15 years, we would have won a championship. But with this, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but with this deal of an extra first round draft pick, Max Christie, Anthony Davis, and Cooper Flagg, you're going to win 2 championships in the next 15 years. Then I like that one. I like the one that's going to get us to more winning. And I know people are going to be like, yeah, but he's not really my guy and everything
that's
like
fine.
That.
I get you.
All right, rock on.
You
tell
love
me,
championships.
Yeah.
Though.
Tell me more about the 2023 Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many of your guys
Leody
were on that team? Okay, great.
Nate Lowe.
Okay.
Josh Spores.
Yeah, that's true. He was with G-Bag Nation. But who are the people who led you to that title?
Adolis.
That's yours?
Yeah. I mean, Corey Seager.
Not yours.
Oh.
Jordan Montgomery.
Oh, yeah. Jordan Montgomery. Not mine.
Not yours. Nathan Eovaldi. Not yours. So I'm just saying.
Valid point, yeah.
I think people.
Gotcha. Okay, I see what you're saying.
I think people get confused because they become yours. Mm-hmm. All right, fine. Anthony Davis goes and wins back-to-back titles. You don't think he can become ours if he stays healthy? I'm not saying any of this is going to happen, but sometimes I think people get that idea kind of twisted up just a little bit.
I like the conversation,
man.
A little
bit. All right. Well, you know what?
That was good stuff, dude. If y'all didn't love that, man.
We'll try harder.
Yeah.
All right. So just for the people that didn't love it, I will transition into Forgiveness Friday.
Okay.
877-881-1053. Somebody need to ask you for forgiveness. Do you need to ask somebody else for forgiveness, or do you demand forgiveness for my Luka opinion? And look, I will stand by. I didn't like the trade at the time. I thought it was a pathetic return on investment. But I am intrigued by the thought that you never would have been in the lottery. You never would have had the opportunity to get Cooper Flagg. And
there's a lot in that. There's a lot to kind of dots to connect to make that happen. But it's a legit conversation.
And it's kind of like where I've come to with the Cowboys. And I think you're in the same place with this. Whenever we have a Cowboys conversation, we're trying to do something with it. Because whenever people are like, oh, who cares? Dak sucks. Oh, well, okay, fine. He's not going anywhere for at least 2 years.
Right.
Probably
I can't
three.
Change
but
that.
At least 2 years. You can't do anything about that. Oh, well, I wish we could get rid of the Jones family. Well, you can.
Yeah. So, if you want to win the conversation, yeah, then you won. Right?
Yeah.
You're right.
So focus back on that. So if your Mavericks conversation consists of they never should have traded Luka, like rock on. I don't disagree with you, but it's done.
Yeah.
You can't undo it. So maybe look at some other things that you can do to make the team.
Exactly.
And look, I know I did see some people say like Adolis was originally a Cardinal. He's your guy. You brought him into the majors for real and developed him. I'm definitely willing to give people leeway on stuff like that. Like I thought Josh Hamilton was ours and he didn't come up with the Rangers.
That's right.
But like
Michael Young wasn't even ours.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a Blue Jay.
Nobody in the world thinks of Michael Young as a Blue Jay.
Michael Young, the Blue Jay.
Yeah, I think there is some wiggle room right there.
I'd like to ask Michael Young if he thinks of himself as a Blue Jay. If he's like, nope, forgot about that completely.
I mean, look.
I don't think he forgot about it by any means.
One of the things that did kind of shock me yesterday, but I loved when Rolando Blackman didn't give a damn about the New York Knicks. He's like,
I played for him for a minute? Don't care. Yeah. It's all Mavs here for me, baby.
So first on the list, I think, has to be John I. Broome, a.k.a. Johnny Broome. Probably the second best player in college basketball this last year. You pointed out that Cooper Flagg's vertical at the combine was 35.5 inches.
Yep.
Did you see VJ Edgecombe? 38 and a half. He's the fourth ranked prospect on Yahoo's board, the kid from Baylor. He is really a tremendous player. Broome, 24 and a half.
Oh. Well, he's 6'10". He doesn't have to jump that high.
Cooper Flagg's 6'8".
Exactly. Those 2 inches are important. Trust me.
What the hell? And he jumped 11 inches higher. You know what? But I was prepared for pushback from people like you.
Okay.
So I bring to you Desmond Watson. Do you know who Desmond Watson is?
Not sure that I do. Give me a second.
Desmond Watson was the defensive tackle from Florida.
He 464-pound dude?
Yeah. He was the one that he was like, he can become the biggest player ever to play in the NFL. He went undrafted, signed with the Bucks as a free agent. My point is this. His vertical leap at the combine was 25 inches. So the guy who weighs 464 pounds jumped half an inch higher than Broome. That's not good.
But is Broome good at basketball?
Broome is
the
good.
The film is all you need, right?
I think with basketball, that's different.
I did see him disappear a couple different times, though.
And that's the thing. Broome is a phenomenal college player. A lot of people have a lot of questions about how he translates to the next level. Although, to be fair, they had a lot of questions about Edie at the next level. And I think he's shown perhaps a little bit more than people anticipated.
Did you see Tahad Pettiford?
No.
Tahad Pettiford was, he's 6'1" guard from Auburn, I believe.
Okay, not really. I don't recall him.
At the combine, I think his vertical was 40 inches. 6'1" dude, dunked on people, took over, like scored 10 in the fourth quarter, one of those pickup games at the combine. He completely opened the eyes to some people that are looking for a guard that can score and distribute. So keep an eye on him.
That meant his vertical leap was more than a foot more than Broome.
And that's what he did. It was his teammate. He took his vertical. He was like, "Hey, let me give me some of your vertical."
This does kind of feel like a Monstars situation here, doesn't it? Just a little bit. All right. Now, I don't
What's Joker's vertical? Do we know that?
Oh my God, that's a great question, cuz that's what I would point to. God, I can't imagine it's that, but, you know, I bet it's higher than that. All right, let's go.
17.
Shut up. That's can't be
when
true.
When he attempted a vertical leap, he jumped 17 inches, according to somebody.
Hold on. That does not
It says Elliot. I don't know who the hell Elliot is. It just says Elliot. So, Elliot Shore, I don't know.
That does not feel like a reputable source.
The kid from, it's Hoops
from
Hype.
E.T.?
It's not Hoops Hype.
Okay.
So whoever Elliot is from E.T.
Okay. So, the Premier Lacrosse League, they're on notice, as is Barstool Sports. They're also on notice. They have to ask for forgiveness because Barstool Sports put out an article. If you want to get rid of tanking entirely, the Premier Lacrosse League has already figured that out a few years ago. In the inaugural PLL season, the way the first overall draft pick was awarded was via playoff. Now, I take you back to the KNC masterpiece about 10 years ago when we proposed the NBA NIT.
That's true.
And the NBA NIT would take all of the teams who didn't make the playoffs and put them in a tournament. The further you advance would reflect your draft pick. The winner of the final will get the first pick. The loser would get the second pick, and on and on and on.
Back.
So not cool, Premier Lacrosse League and Barstool Sports. That was our idea.
Yeah, for real. We've been pitching this for a long time.
I think it's great that you decided to use it, but throw some credit our way.
Yeah, give the credit where the credit's due, people.
That's all I'm
just
saying.
Just like when people start going, "Hey, we're going to pick the Cowboys' schedule." Nobody did that before us. We did it first.
I'm not as sure about that.
Did we claim it?
Then it's ours?
Yep.
What is this, like the Old West? Something you're like, no, this is my land.
It's my land.
All right, now, if you don't agree with this one, Alec, Corey Majors is who needs to ask for forgiveness.
Oh.
So we're going to get a 6-part documentary about the Chiefs, and it's going to be kind of like The Last Dance for football. Do you think that the Chiefs need to ask for forgiveness because you're kind of tired of them?
I'd say it's too early for all of this because the band is still together. Like with The Last Dance, this is one of the most historic players, one of the most historic teams. Like, this was years and years ago, and a lot of people have been wanting for years to hear about the inside, like, inner machinations of what actually happened there, and did these guys actually get along, blah, blah, blah. These guys are still playing.
Yeah.
Like, Travis Kelce hasn't even retired yet. I don't care right now. I will care in 15 years. I don't care right now.
Okay.
Yeah, when they're doing the documentary on Taylor and Travis's kid and all that stuff.
Look, I actually would be fascinated about that. Like, who is their surrogate or whatever?
What? Taylor hasn't been in the media very much lately. I wonder what's going on.
Stop there. It. You shut up. Whoa. I know. You shut up. I know what you're referencing because you told me this morning. Are you tired? You shut up, except for this question. Are you tired of the Chiefs?
I'm not. That's why I asked the question.
Okay.
Like, I'm not, but after quarterback, and we do get a lot of Chiefs. Like last year, it was all Chiefs because everybody was hating that the referees were in their pocket. And that's where I'm starting to get the, okay, because what happened? Tom Brady was kind of a cool story until, like, then you're like, hold on, the cheating scandal and this and this and this. Like, these stories are cool until people start trying to chip away at him. And that's what I think is starting to happen with the Chiefs. Mahomes is still fun-loving. Mahomes out there doing wild crap. You know, you're just like, oh, my God, what is happening? It's a lot of fun. And then Travis goes and loses 25 pounds this offseason because he needs to be leaner. He knows. He was heavy last season. So, but I'm not quite there yet, but it's going to happen. Like, there's going to be – I don't really want to see him in the Super Bowl this year. I want somebody else to be in the Super Bowl. I want Josh Allen to get his shot with Haley Steinfeld, you know, they're maybe doing the halftime show.
Is that the power couple that you feel is not getting enough
attention? Not getting enough credit right now.
Okay.
They're on their way, though.
I will go watch Sinners this weekend to make up for that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block, but I feel like...
Let's give something away!
877-881-1053, caller number 10.
No.
We'll win a pair of tickets to see Shakira as part of her world tour when she stops by Globe Life Field on June 11th. You can buy tickets, of course, or you can win them for free right now. 877-881-1053. Shakira now, C Block next.
Hey, I like that. Let's do that next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.